But he doesn't only offer that. Look what else he offers. Jesus offers truth in a world of lies. Verse 5, "And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God." Basically, we live in a world energized by our father, the devil. It says in John 8:44 that all of us are born into Satan's family. Jesus said, "You're of your father, the devil." So what that means is when you and I were born, we were born in the kingdom and very much representing the god of this world, Satan. And what does it say he is? He is a liar and abides not in the truth. So he doesn't like truth, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So not only are we living in a world of filth, we're living in a world of lies. And it's almost normal for people to not tell the truth. Truth is selective. You only tell people what you want them to know, and if you don't want them to know something, you deceive them. Guess what these servants are? They're different. What's marvelous about the Holy Spirit is that it says in 1 Peter 2:22 that Jesus committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. That's what these servants are like. They're like, well, it's Ephesians 4:25 that's right in front of you. That's where Paul says that don't lie to one another because we're members of one another. We are indwelt by the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. So what we have to do is be vigilant to never surrender our mouths to being deceitful, untruthful. Jesus offers truth in a world of lies. Now, one of my favorite parts of Revelation. Look at Revelation 14:6. "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach." Everlasting gospel. This is the gospel angel. And Jesus offers hope in the land of doom. I can see this angel much like a drone that's flying over. I was reading this week about the drones that are being used all over the world to measure people's temperature. And they fly up there and they're infrareding everybody and tracking them. And the drone alerts the police, whoever's sick down there. Well, this is not a COVID-19 drone. This is the gospel angel. And look what he's sharing with the world, to preach the everlasting gospel. Everlasting means unending, infinite, eternal. This is God's gospel. Now, it's very much like listening to Jesus speak. When Jesus spoke, he was God the Son speaking. When this angel speaks, he is just communicating the message from God in heaven to try and show the compassion of Christ as mankind is getting a taste of hell. Do you remember what's been happening? When those trumpets were blown, when those seals were unfolded, and now as these bowls of wrath are coming, what is happening? The sun is scorching. There are meteors falling. There are horrific creatures from the abyss coming up that are tormenting people and killing people. In fact, the largest carnage ever has already happened in chapter 9. And what does Jesus do? He has this angel going as he preaches to those who dwell on the earth. Now look what the end of 6 says. Every nation, tribe, tongue, people. This is not a flyby. This is a global, just blanketing, a global blanketing. It's kind of like crop spraying. As if you ever watch one of those crop sprayers, they go back and forth, back and forth. This angel is going to what God says. Look at the four qualifiers. Every nation, within it, every tribe, within that, every tongue and people group. This is basically what we were called to do in the Great Commission, and the Lord is doing and showing us that he is not willing that any should perish. But what is the content of the gospel? Verse 7. Saying with a loud voice, I can just see this angel looking down, and with this huge voice, empowered by God, he's saying, verse 7, fear God give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. So it's a call to fear. That's reverential awe that leads us. It's kind of like repentance. I see where I'm going, and I have a change of mind about that, which leads to a change of direction. So when you fear God, you alter your behavior. You give him glory instead of yourself, instead of the sins of the flesh. It's now, I want God glorified, for the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him. Now who? Who do we worship? Look at verse 7. Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water, the Creator. You know what's interesting? When God gets to preach through a megaphone angel, gospel angel, he preaches that he is the Creator and that we must worship him as the Creator. That's why evolution matters. If you believe that there's not a creator and that everything just happens somehow, that must be repented of. Because the everlasting gospel, see, this is not a temporary. This isn't just, oh, for this group we're saying this. The good news of salvation that's everlasting is worship the Creator. And God tells that to every kingdom, tongue, tribe, and nation. And they do. Jesus, look at this slide, offers hope in the land of gloom.